It is time to talk Pittsburgh Steeler football, and to do that with me, I've got Brian Davis, behind the steel curtain, fine football analyst for Gordy Sports on our CBS Sports Talk Radio, The Line. Good to have you, Brian.
I'm so glad to be here, Coach Gordy. Once again, it's a football Friday, and I am feeling it, my man.
Always honored, and we're going to kick it right off. You can start about last week's game between Pittsburgh and Denver. Pittsburgh wins. Go.
You know what? You ever have one of those days when everything's going your way and you get a little confident and you're feeling it and all of a sudden it starts slipping through your hands? Well, that's kind of what happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Denver Broncos last Sunday. You know, they were cruising. They were looking good. They knocked out the Denver quarterback, Drew Locke. All of a sudden, Jeff Driscoll, someone that they are familiar with in the Cincinnati Bengals game, came in, and all of a sudden, he's letting up on them in the second half, and they almost let that game slip through their fingers. So there's a lot of things to think about. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers still rusty? Is Ben Roethlisberger still rusty coming into the 2020 season with no preseason and not playing for 365 days? Yes, a little bit. But this team typically plays down to their competition, and I think that you're going to see that a whole lot less this week. That game, even though it was a win, and even though that team is 2-0, it's a wake-up call for that team, Gordy. So they're feeling much better going into this game. Of course, it's the Watt Bowl, but it's so much more than that, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But that game, they came out a little stagnant again. And when you think about the fact that there's no preseason games, I'm looking at the first four games for the Pittsburgh Steelers as tune-up games. And if they can get away with a 3-1, 4-0 would be fantastic, but a 3-1 record would be really what you're looking for out of this team to shake the rust off. I pretty much feel that the rust is going to be shaken off towards the end of the first half coming up on Sunday against the Texans, but there were some questions going into this game. What's going to happen with the running game? What's going to be happening with James Conner not having a great start to his 2020 and then being injured, and then Benny Snell coming in and playing well? A lot of people were calling for Benny Snell Jr. to be the next man up and actually the running back number one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But James Conner came in healthy to this game and took back his crown. He had over 100 yards rushing. Benny Snell got an opportunity to come in and fumbled for the second consecutive week. So now the tables have turned once again, and I'm flip-flopping back and forth as well because I was thinking it was time for Benny Snell Jr. to take the reins. But you can't measure the heart that beats in the body of one James Conner. And James Conner is going to help set the table for Ben Roethlisberger. This team is going to need to set up the run first to get to the pass. And that's exactly what they're going to be doing, and that's exactly what you're going to see. Now, the run was a little hard to establish last week, being the fact that your entire right side was brand new. You had a rookie that has never even played a National Football League preseason game in Kevin Dotson. Kevin Dotson got the game ball and was absolutely fantastic in that game, but he admitted on his own that he was a better pass blocker in that game than he was a running blocker. So that's something that they need to get the running game back on track, and Houston might be a possibility that where they can run to set up the pass. But the pass was very valuable last week. I said last week to you, Gordy, that Ben Roethlisberger has more weapons than he's ever really had before. There's no true number one receivers. There's four great number twos. Juju had a great game. Deontay Johnson had a touchdown in that game. And Chase Claypool, the rookie, had a beautiful 84-yard touchdown reception as well. All four of those receivers, including James Washington, have had touchdowns in the first 2 weeks. So that is a loaded cupboard for Ben Roethlisberger. The defense looked fantastic as always. T.J. Watt with 2.5 sacks. They were flying all over the place. Mike Hilton with a sack once again. The secondary is still playing a little loose, a little tentative, but they are going to get back into the mix as well, and I think that's going to happen this weekend as well, Gordy.
Let's continue with this weekend, and you may expand on this game with Houston. Houston really struggling.
they're really struggling, but look at who they're playing. They are playing teams that are 2-0. They are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the opener and the Baltimore Ravens, where the Pittsburgh Steelers have played the Denver Broncos, who are 0-2, and now the New York Giants, who are 0-2, and struggling. Two playoff teams in the Chiefs and the Ravens, not just playoff teams, Gordy, these guys, these two teams are Super Bowl contenders, and there's something that you really can't take lightly. The Houston Texans were able to get a lead in the first game, in the opener against Kansas City. But Pat Mahomes took over the game, just how Lamar Jackson did as well. They're playing two fantastic teams, and they had opportunities to get back into it. They just couldn't. But this is the best team that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to face so far in 2020, and they cannot be taken lightly. Deshaun Watson, in my mind, is one of the best quarterbacks in the game. He rivals Lamar Jackson. He really does.
You're going to place him that high.
He's a good quarterback.
You're going to place him at that level.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Continue.
Absolutely. Could you imagine, Gordy, if Deshaun Watson had the weapons and the line, the offensive line that the Baltimore Ravens have, the script could be flipped.
Let's continue with the outcome and what you foresee the score to be.
Well, you know what? That's really tricky here because I've been going back and forth on this. I've been right so far going 2-0, and I hope I'm not right this weekend because every once in a while, there's a trap game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You go back to Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi, and Admiral Akbar yelling, "It's a trap!" This could possibly be a trap for this team. I don't think they're going to take it lightly, but this team is better than everybody thinks that they are. I'm a little wary of this team. I think the Steelers' offense is going to put up some points. I think they're going to put up 24, but for some reason, I don't see them getting the sacks against Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson, along with David Johnson, who is a superstar running back that they got in the DeAndre Hopkins trade, and Brandon Cooks, who is no slouch too, are going to score early, score often. It's going to be a 30-24 Pittsburgh Steelers loss to the Houston Texans. That's my educated guess. I'm wrong a lot. So that's my prediction. I don't want to be a guy that's going to go 16-0, this team every single week, they're going to win. But I just have that eerie feeling. I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to take the loss on this one, Gordy.
Well, Coach Gordy's going to give you some hope because when we did our NFL show yesterday, Coach Gordy did go with Pittsburgh. Close, but did go with Pittsburgh. At the same time, you are ever so right. I see a desperate Houston team coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I really do. And you know what happens when you have a wounded animal. Man, there's not just a bite. There's an attack. There's scratches and there's rabies in your future. So you don't want to take these guys too lightly. The Watt ball is going to be a lot of fun to watch. JJ just showed up on TJ and Derek's press conference this morning. It was really entertaining. He was a surprise guest. There's going to be a lot of heart in this game with these two guys, but they're brothers, and you know how brothers get. They're going to want to best each other. You know, you have JJ and TJ fighting over the love of Derek's son. They've been doing it ever since Derek's kids have been born. They try to outdo each other with gifts. These guys just try to outdo each other at every step of the way, and they're going to try to do it now because this is the first time that they have faced each other.
There are some other interesting games coming up this weekend, similar to this Houston-Pittsburgh game, where one of the teams is desperate. Now, one of those games I'm referring to is Tennessee at Minnesota. Tennessee is playing well. Minnesota does not want to go 0-3, and we discussed this yesterday, that these are defining moment games, that if those teams go 0-3, their season is essentially over.
It's very rare to make the playoffs 0-3. It's happened, but it's very rare. So this is a team in the Minnesota Vikings that I really think that they are going to come out hungry. They've got Cousins. They've got Dalvin Cook. They've got Adam Thielen, and they're a very good team. I think Tennessee's been on the ropes for the last couple weeks. and that they can be beaten. The only problem with that is that's the team that the Steelers are going to be facing next weekend. You don't want to have them hosting you with a loss fresh in their craw, but I think Minnesota's going to come out and fight. So, Skol Vikings.
Let's finish up with National Lobster Day. We're doing this with others, and we do have a trivia question for you for our worth absolutely no money at all. Can you tell us, now I know you really enjoy lobster, can you tell us how old can a lobster live to be if they remain uncaught?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say 100 years, because I've seen the turtle at the National Aquarium, who just passed away last year, the three-legged turtle, Calypso, who just passed away. He lasted about 105 years. So for sea life, I'm going to say 100.
Brian Davis, you have nailed it live on Gordy Sports, a little more. It is 100 years that you are ever so correct that Harry the Lobster, if he remains uncaught, can have a very comfortable life at the bottom of the seafloor.
Oh, awesome. So I expect a pound of butter and a couple lobsters sent to my house. And for winning that, I appreciate it, buddy.
Now, somehow, you missed worth absolutely no money at all.
Well, it's not money. It's,
yes, boy, you are ever so sharp. You did correct that, yes. Didn't say a prize. I'm going to have to start getting that into my my little prelude here. So nonetheless, yeah, we wish Pittsburgh well, and thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you so much, Gordy. As always, it's a pleasure.
And enjoy your high school game.
I will, buddy. That was a good time. I appreciate it. Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye.